USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was asked at the White House while meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy about Michael Flynn and his case and the latest details to come out regarding the FBI.
He's in the process of being exonerated. If you look at those notes from yesterday, that was total exoneration. These were dirty, filthy cops at the top of the FBI, and you know the names better than I do. And they were dishonest people.
Those new revelations show a note from an undisclosed FBI agent saying, "What is our goal? Truth slash admission? Or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired." The Fed Reserve is expanding its Main Street lending program to allow businesses with up to 15,000 workers to apply. The previous limit had been 10,000, and these are loans for businesses affected by social distancing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Senators are set to return to Washington, D.C. next Monday, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there, House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the scale of testing, tracing, and contracting is a hurdle that must be cleared before the state can reopen.
That's why this is so hard, tracing. In and of itself, one person, it's easy. 4,681 on one day. Today, we'll have another 4,681 people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The government's Paycheck Protection Program for small business coronavirus relief loans reopened earlier this week with a fresh $310 billion in funding available for small businesses. There have been some glitches in the system, and financial expert Chris Hogan tells Fox News.
Well, I'm hearing from all different sides, people that have excellent relationships with their bank, but still, their application was pending. They never got even affirmation that it was received. I'm hearing people that have tried to follow up on it, and they're getting either rejected or kicked out of the system. And so I'm hearing a lot of nightmare stories in as far as the businesses around the country. And so I'm just advising people to, let's not wait on the government to try to save the day. We're going to have to look at this and make some tough decisions. We have two options. You have the employee retention credit that will allow you to put cash in your pocket without taking on debt, and also the deferment of payroll taxes. And so I'm just encouraging businesses out there to take a really hard look and pivot. I'm hearing about restaurants that instead of being able to have dinners, they're selling their options for people to be able to buy so they can keep their doors open.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending former Vice President Joe Biden regarding sexual assault allegations against him when he was in the Senate. During a Capitol Hill briefing, Pelosi says there was never any record to support the allegations made by Tara Reid. Pelosi did take issue with even being asked about the allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.